Olivia. Hey, what's happening?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I was in the backstage listening all those awesome speakers in 15 minutes. They gave so much value. I can't wait to see your summit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, our summit is, you know, some of these speakers that you've seen today, they actually gave us an hour in the summit. So it's going to be crazy what we do over there. So let's talk about what you do. Let's talk about your journey. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, let's talk about where you are in the world, because you're not down the street.
Okay. I'm actually from the future, if all those coaches say that about me. I'm in Indonesia.
Wow. What's the weather like in Indonesia?
It's summer every day.
That's one place I've never been, and I would love to go. So
you should come.
I definitely, as soon as they lift the gates, I'm getting out of here, boy. We got to travel, that's for sure.
Yes,
I am definitely coming.
You have to come.
It would be awesome. Now, you are one of the one percenters. You're 1% crazy like I am.
Yes.
We met in Tucuma. And for everybody, you've listened to me talk about Tucuma. It's all about ClickFunnels. You can check that out. And then you kind of grow into this program of Tucuma, which teaches you how to build your business to, two commas. That's why they call it Tucuma. Let's talk about your business. What do you do?
Okay. So basically, I'm an integrative health coach, and we are doing the healthy food and beverage here in Indonesia. We are teaching people how to you know, overcome their problems with the gut health.
So how do you do that? Because you sent me a great story that had a punch to it. Let's talk about that story. Let's share that first. Tell me about the story you sent me.
Okay. It was like 5 years ago, my husband, Silver, and I, we started our business from our kitchen with a huge mission to help people with their gut health and related problems. And 9 out of 10 people, they said that we were too idealist and it wouldn't work. But we were focusing on that one person that gave us her feedback that our products have helped her daughter to overcome her digestion-related trauma. And then I remember that the same year, that first year, we thought that it was a great idea to offer our products as a raw material in the bakery industry. And we were so excited when the owner of a well-known bakery shop in town agreed to us. And I remember carrying my baby on one hand and holding my 3-year-old son with the other hand, while my husband had a box like with the product samples. But when we arrived there, the staff told us that the boss wasn't there and asked us to leave the sample. So then we left. 5 minutes after, my cell phone was ringing and they asked us to come back. And the boss wanted to meet us. So we were so excited, and then we went back and we met her, and then she tried our products, and she was very nice to us and promised to order a lot and ask the recipe on how to apply our products. And 1 week passed, no phone call as she promised. We waited another week, still no call. And I had the guts to call her back and ask her opinion. When will she start ordering? And then she answered the call very rudely. Yes, she said that she would not use our products. And she said that she gave it to try to all of her friends and family, but nobody liked it. And before she hung the phone, this is the good one, she said, there's no way you can do this business. But you can try it. I bet you, even you put your products on the street for free, nobody will take it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and my heart was pumping so fast. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I heard from the same nice lady that we met the other day. And I called my husband. I said, Silver, there is no other option. We have to be successful. Let's make our new products out of this. So yeah, that was the story. And then now next month is our 5th anniversary. Wow. And we still have a lot of ups and downs, of course. And this year, during COVID, when the business went down, we managed to break the deal and start to export for the first time.
So you're exporting? Yes. Are you exporting around the world? Where are you exporting to?
Right now, still to Singapore. We are still doing some other deals to another countries, but we will manage it.
So we're in America, as you know, and they're going, but we want to know what it is and how do you use it? So what is the product exactly and how would somebody use it once you're in America? Because we're going to help you do that. You got to figure out how to get you here. You know, we are 1% crazy, so we'll figure it out. So yes. how do you use your product and what exactly is it?
Our products, we actually have our first product was like kefir. But we said European way, we said kefir. It's a healthier alternative to yogurt.
Okay.
And then because our mission is to break the curse triangle, which is like, you know, you work hard and then eat average and then spend everything on the medical bills. Mm. So every product that we have, every raw materials, we will always think about what it will bring to our health, like what is the benefits. So with our kefir, we didn't put any preservatives, no food color, no flavoring, no sugar, like, so it will not smell like smell really nice and just like other products, but it will give like a lot of like good benefit for your gut. And we believe that our gut is our second brain. It's everything starts from there.
You know, people talk about gut health here in America. So is gut health something really important in your country as well?
Yes, it is very, very important because a lot of diseases from here, it's like especially diabetes, I think it's a common and national disease. And I think like more and more younger generation, they got diabetes nowadays and it's too much. And we have to do something. And I hope through Mother Nature, we can help more and more people.
How do you know if you have like a gut issue? You know, you just go to the doctor and they do certain tests, or is it a way that you feel? How do you know? Because usually people just say, well, I'm tired, or I ate something and it just didn't agree with me. And then they find out years later that it was something going on. They had leaky gut or something was happening. How do you know when it's time to say, maybe I'm not just tired, maybe I need to talk to somebody?
Mostly everybody will ignore the symptoms. Some even live like for the rest of their life with the symptoms. They have no idea about it. And even the doctor, they will not tell you if you have even leaky guts. When it's already become a disease, then they will give you the medicine. That's why it's very important to understand like what will you eat, and then like, you know, the exercise that you do, and then, you know, the connection between you and your food, and it's all everything like together. It's health. It's not only about eating a bunch of kale and broccoli. It's basically it's everything. So you have to be mindful about everything about your life, because it's a long time. It's you know, basically lifetime well-being.
How important is exercise? I mean, if they buy your products, you know, and when you get it to America and they buy your products and they go, okay, I'm in. They're going to buy it. They're going to make the recipes. They're going to feel better. They're going to be moving. But do they need to exercise? I mean, they're already doing that. Can they just sit down and watch TV all day?
Well, a lot of people, you know, they said once you have good food, you don't have to do exercise. Or the other person that I actually heard about it, like myself, one the coach, like really professional, he did the fitness thingy, and then he told us, like, you know, never mind with the nutrition. As long as people already do the exercise, they don't have to eat nicely. It's the both. You have to do everything, you know. You have to exercise even a little bit. You don't have to, you know, go to the gym and then, you know, do some heavy lifting if you don't feel like that. You don't even have to do yoga, for example, that which is I love. if you don't feel like you are doing yoga. Basically, you just like, you know, walk around your house and then do some simple, you know, just move your body. That's already exercise.
You have a summit coming up, correct? Because we're in this program together. What's your summit about?
It's a win before it's over. I collected all those awesome speakers to tell, like, you know, basically to tell their stories also, just like this, to make people believe that, you know, they can win everything that they want in their life before it's too late.
And when is your summit? Have you set a date?
I set the date for November 27th, but let's see. you know this.
Yeah, because we switched our dates because we had so many, you know, people that were already doing a summit that I'm actually in a couple of them during the time that my summit was supposed to be up, and I didn't want to compete with them. I didn't want to be competing with myself, for that matter. So we pushed our summit a couple of weeks later to give everybody an opportunity. And that way we can help share their information and their message. We'll definitely share yours and let people know what's going on. Yeah, it's going to be great. And I want to thank you. You know, it was a week ago tomorrow that I met you in class because we just started a new phase of class. And I mentioned that, hey, if you want to come and be on the stream, come on in. And you actually contacted me. And I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go. So I want to thank you for coming on. I want to have you come back because especially with your summit, I think it's a very important subject that doesn't get enough, you know, exposure, and people need to know because kids are getting sick now. Kids are, you know, having heart problems and diabetes and all of this stuff. And a lot of the problem is they're sitting still and they're eating junk food. And I think we need to have more people like you that are showing a better way for things to be done. So I thank you so much. Tell us again how we get in touch with you.
Okay, basically now I don't have my book yet, just like another speakers. And right now I'm still just writing my blogs. It's like through the Medium platform. It's the same like my name, Sylvia_Astuti Gunawan. And I have the same address also for my Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, I hope I'll have something more coming to share.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for waiting patiently because we got a little bit off schedule, but I appreciate you. And I'm so glad you're one of the 1% crazies. Thanks for hanging out.
You too. Thank you. Good luck, Tigo. Bye-bye.